Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. Oh, it's Memorial Day weekend here in the States, and I know that our Canadian friends had their holiday, I think, last weekend. But, you know, this always seems to be like the start of summer, and I'm excited about the summer because it's been such a crazy winter, hasn't it? And, you know, I'm having a family party on Monday, celebrating my daughter Chanel's birthday and my nephew, her graduation and my nephew Chris's birthday, and also my nephew's graduation as well. And so it's going to be an awesome, awesome time. My nephew Michael, his birthday, we're celebrating it all. And so it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful weekend. What am I making? I'm making healthy food on the grill. I'm making organic chicken, which I'm going to be marinating in some really wonderful spices. I'm also making some asparagus and a bunch, an array of vegetables on the grill. I'm going to make a quinoa salad, and I'm going to make a five-bean salad with Bragg's vinaigrette. And if you're on the Raw Truth, Bragg's apple cider vinegar, if you're on the Raw Truth Recharge, you know that I am, doing apple cider vinegar every day, and I'm having my clients do it, and everyone on the Raw Truth Recharge is doing it. And if you don't know what I'm talking about with the Raw Truth Recharge, you should know, because you need to be a part of this community. We have, I would say, over 1,000 people right now following the Raw Truth Recharge, and 713 of them are on Facebook. The rest of them are off Facebook on other social media or just emailing me, and I'm helping them to, you know, stay on track, reach their health and fitness and nutrition goals. And really, it's about taking care of the body God gave us to glorify and honor God with our bodies and, living that abundant life that God wants us to live. And so it's hard to do that when you're sick and thick and tired, you know. So the Raw Truth Recharge is for anyone who's interested in being healthy. Maybe you already are, eating right and exercising, and you should join the Raw Truth Recharge. How do you do it? You go on Facebook. You go to the WDCX Facebook page, click events, and under events, you'll see the Raw Truth Recharge. And, you know, it says this is a four-month-long event ending April 6th at Kingdom Bound. But actually, I'm going to keep it going. The party is at Kingdom Bound. I'm presenting at Kingdom Bound again. I'm so grateful to be doing that. I hope I see all of you there from Canada and the U.S. and all around. And this week, and this year, I'm staying on the grounds. I'm so excited to be staying on the grounds. And, boy, if you haven't gotten your accommodations yet or you haven't registered for Kingdom Bound, please do that, because it is going to be an awesome, awesome event. And everybody should be there. And, you know, you get such a deal if you do it early on. So make sure that you, go to kingdombound.org and check it out. And, get your tickets ahead of time. You can, telling you, if you get the package deals with the accommodations, it's so much cheaper. But I am going to be presenting the Raw Truth Recharge. And what is that? It is my signature program, which is based on the low glycemic index and immune boosting, my motivation, all of my secrets and tools that I've been using with my clients over the last 35 years, all leading up to the release of my book, The Raw Truth Recharge, which will be on sale for the first time at Kingdom Bound. I'm so excited. And, it's just all God, I have to say, from start to finish. Everything is all, you know, and the fact that I'm sitting here on the air is all God. I know that. So anyway, I'm so excited that you guys are joining us. Make sure you join the Raw Truth Recharge. I post recipes there. Posted a recipe yesterday. I'm posting another recipe today on my five-bean Bragg's apple vinaigrette salad that you can use for Memorial Day. Lots of important information about your health, fitness, wellness, nutrition. And as a holistic health and nutrition practitioner and a registered nurse and 35 years in the industry as a fitness expert as well, I have so much I want to share, and that's all going to be in my book as well. So, also, I just wanted to remind you that the Daniel Plan is being kicked off at the chapel on June 2nd. I will be teaching along with my good friend Valerie Bielmeyer. We're both teaching the course at the chapel at Cross Point, and that is on Monday nights and Tuesday mornings. And, of course, I teach on Monday nights, so Valerie will be helping me out on Monday nights. And so I'm excited to do that and do that for the chapel at Cross Point. But today's show is so exciting, and our guest will be joining us as soon as we come back from our endorsed sponsors. Our first guest will be Friends from Hospice, and as you know, Hospice has done so much for our community. They helped me with my dad, they helped me with my sister, and now they're helping me with my mom, and I'm just so grateful for that. I want to bless them back for everything they've done. So I want to talk to two staff members from Hospice this morning, and then later on, Andrea Schilling will be joining me, and she is from the world of acupuncture. I'm so excited. Acupuncture works, and she's obviously got a lot to say because I have nothing to know. I have known nothing about acupuncture. I know a little bit, but I've never gone to one, so I'm really excited to talk to Andrea Schilling coming up. So Tina is on the phones. We will open up those phones, you know, and you can call in today with your questions or comments about anything. And you know what? When we come back, we'll have our guest from Hospice here. So stay with us. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
You have a story to tell and need to get your audience's attention. Whether that's through your ministry, a service you offer, or a product you sell, you need to make a lasting impression on your customers. Resolution Print Solutions will help you stand out in the crowd. With state-of-the-art print technology, their team is skilled at printing eye-catching window signs, outdoor signs, and point-of-purchase displays. Plus, business cards, brochures, posters, event programs, and much more. Contact Jeff at Resolution Print Solutions today at 868-3933. That's 868-3933. Let him know Robbie Ross sent you.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And so we're so excited. Memorial Day weekend, long weekend here. And, you know, one of the things that I am grateful for is having my mom be with me. My mom, as you all know, because I talk about her all the time, she's 92 years old. She lives in my house. I'm so grateful for that, that we can take care of her in our home where she's most comfortable. We did the same thing with my sister. We had her, you know, in my mom's home and in her own home. And hospice helped us with my sister, who unfortunately went home to be with the Lord after 10 years of battling breast cancer. We also had hospice for my dad, who also went home to be with the Lord. He had cancer, and you know, this is different for me now, though, because my mom, she's 92, she's aging, and I actually did give hospice a call last week, and I'll tell you what. They have been incredible. So in front of me right now is Cindy Crosley, a registered nurse. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
And you were the first person to come to me when I made the phone call, and I just you blew me away, okay? You just blew me away with your love and your care and your knowledge of what hospice could do. And I knew a lot about hospice, but we're going to get into that because I don't think everybody knows what you you know, what you communicated to me, because it's changed quite a bit from when my dad and my sister, I think, was in. And also with me is Rose Collin. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Rose, you are the PR and marketing director for hospice.
Yes, yes.
That's wonderful.
21 years, Robbie.
Wow, yeah. 21 years. That's awesome. How long, Cindy, for you?
4 years.
4 years. Well, my goodness, you seem like you've been with them longer than that. But but you know what? I really wanted to have hospice on. I have a good friend, actually, whose husband is the director for the Niagara Hospice as well. And I'm gonna have them on as well, because I just think that people just don't know enough about hospice. And not only that, you always need volunteers. And maybe there's somebody listening today that really is interested in working in hospice. But you have blessed so many. And, Cindy, I want to start with you, because, honestly, you came in and took my anxiety level from off the charts to nothing with your, I mean, really, I the way I described it to people is, not only were you telling me what you could do for my mom, but you were telling me what you could do for me. Mm-hmm. And as the caretaker, I was just blown away by that, because you were actually thinking about me. I thought, you know, and I know my mom used to tell me, if the mom goes down, the ship goes down. And now I'm taking care of my mom, and I felt like I was going down, which is why I made that phone call to hospice. You just blew me away. Like, I don't even remember what you said. But tell our listeners right now what you told me about what hospice can do.
Well, basically, Robbie, we just go into the home and we try to manage the symptoms of the patient. You know, obviously that's our first priority, is to get them comfortable. And then it's a big support to the family, because they're going through things just as much as the patient is. Mm-hmm. And so that what we do is support the family, let them talk to us, answer any of their questions. You know, and like you said, we're another person there in the house to help them get through what they're going through, and just to recognize that you are going through something too. It's not just the patient. And many times we find that the patient actually handles end of life better than the family does. And so a lot of the
yes,
time,
I agree.
What we do is for the family.
Yeah, well, you know, it was huge for me, because honestly, my mom has, I've been taking care of my mom for, you know, 20 plus years, and I'm a registered nurse, so I felt very, you know, it was just a natural thing for me to do, and I'm grateful for it, I'm honored for it, but it wasn't really until, you know, the last couple of months, and she's been living with us since October, which is such a blessing. I'm grateful for my husband, who's opened our home to my mom, and we moved and everything, so to set it up for my mom. But I never really realized until the last couple of months how important it is that I have a little break in the action, you know, because honestly,
absolutely,
it is a lot, and it's not physically, it's emotionally and mentally. And, you know, when you said, even, you know, I don't know if it was you or one of the other nurses, because I've had you and another wonderful nurse come in, Jane, and several others, the massage therapist. I've had Jeff, the clergy, who's awesome. You know, he sits and talks to my mom about bringing her memory way back from, you know, saying, hey, you know, asking her questions about what she did long ago, which I've learned things by you all coming into my house that I didn't even know about my mom. Because you're asking questions that I've never even thought about asking. And Jeff certainly was doing that the other day. But a massage therapist came in yesterday. Amazing. Not for me. And I can go out and get a massage. Why, they're taking, you know, care of my mom. My mom's face completely changed after that massage. I could just see the peace that she had. And it was incredible. And just, you know, the what do you need, and are you okay, and do you have enough medication, and all the, you know, resources and the equipment and everything. It's just unbelievable. I guess it's been a while, because my sister's been gone now for 12 years. And my mom was, you know, there at that time. So I had my mom and I. And now it's kind of just me. My sister, you know, doesn't live close, so it's hard for her. But, you know, it's just, you don't realize how much you need somebody to help. And just because I'm a nurse, I want to say, I don't want to be the nurse with my mom. I want to be the daughter, you know, and that you have all allowed me to do that. We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the services, Cindy and Rose. You know, you guys both can tell me about what you have to offer for our listeners right now. I know there's people who are listening right now that are, you know, that perhaps they have their loved one living with them, their sister, their mother, their aunt, whatever it is, or maybe they don't. Maybe they're in a situation where, you know, their mother, like my mother, was living on her own up until she was, you know, in her 90s, and they don't know how they could take care of them by themselves. You have an option for that. So we'll talk about that when we come back. So, again, if you're just joined us, I have Cindy Crosley here, registered nurse with Hospice, and the PR marketing director of Hospice of Buffalo, right, Rose Collins. And we have our phone lines open. Tina's on the phones, and we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. Robbie Roth, a holistic health and nutrition practitioner. For over 30 years, she's been teaching thousands of people on how to improve their health and body into the temple God made it to be. She offers personal nutrition consultations, monthly holistic classes, and a 12-week healthy eating living program designed to cut your cravings, change your habits, increase your energy, transform your body, and get lean and healthy forever.
Hey, this is Robbie Roth. Let me help you get a plan that will transform your life. Because you will either spend the time and the money preventing disease, or you will spend the time and the money treating disease. Which is better for you?
You can change your life today. Contact Robbie at robbieraw.com.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And if you're just joining us, in just a little while, I am going to have Andrea Schilling joining us from Acupuncture Works. She's going to be talking about the benefits of acupuncture. Never had it. I'm interested in learning more about that. But right now, I have my friends from Hospice of Buffalo here. And, you know, we were having a great conversation, actually, during the commercial here, where I said, you know, honestly, Rose and Cindy, you know, on Mother's Day, of all days, I said to my husband, I feel like I need to, like, check myself into the hospital. Like, I really was, I was just completely exhausted. And that's honestly when I decided to give a call to Hospice. And Rose, explain to our listeners right now, you know, what Hospice is, because some people might not know.
Sure. Hospice is actually a unique way of caring for people with serious illness, not only medically, but emotionally and spiritually. How can we help this patient and family have quality time together? You know, a lot of people, when they hear the word hospice, they think, oh, you know, that means, you know, death, immediate death. And that's not the case at all. In fact, hospice is the richest Medicare benefit we're all entitled to have. Medicare pays for hospice care in full for up to 6 months of care. And we've had people in our program longer than that 6 months. The physician, again, would just certify that that patient is indeed declining and still needs hospice care. Because hospice is a choice, Robbie. It's not for everybody. But we do find that most people really, when they've determined that, you know, perhaps the treatment they've been going for isn't working, they are declining, they are suffering, that's when we find that people really like, you know, to turn to hospice and to have all of their needs looked after. And we actually find that people in hospice programs, clinically, research has been shown, they live longer than people that don't get hospice care.
Praise God. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I was, you know, dragging my mom to hospital, to doctor's appointments and this and that. That wears her out. I don't even need to do that now. Right? Because
that's right. The doctor comes to you now, right?
It's wonderful.
Yes. And you don't have to give up your doctor, but we do have the hospice physicians who will come to the home and make home visits. They will communicate with the patient's doctor to keep them informed about what's happening. And then we have, of course, our lovely nurse Cindy, who's here. We have registered nurses. We have massage therapists that you mentioned, Robbie, earlier in the show. We have also music therapists, which are quite beautiful. They actually,
really?
To me, I've heard several of them sing, and it's almost like hearing the angels in heaven sing. They're quite beautiful.
Send them over to my house.
Yes. So music therapists. Also, we have wonderful medical social workers. Again, you know, when you're on an emotional roller coaster, you're dealing with so many issues. Many times for families, it's financial issues, and that's where our social workers really excel. They know the ins and outs of everything, really, from the insurance companies to finance people to reach out to for financial needs or estates or whatever it might be. They are so good at that, and also communication. They're wonderful at kind of helping that relationship heal if there was any kind of maybe there was some, you know, out-of-state family members that haven't been in touch with that family in a while. We've had actually family members heal and be able to spend time together, quality time. And that's all of what hospice is truly about.
Wow. I mean, you know, I just have to say, like, yesterday I had a situation and I was so anxious until the nurse came. And I'm a nurse. You know, but it's almost like I wanted another set of eyes, and I just can't even explain how. I mean, my friends always say to me, Robbie, I don't know how you do it. And I always say, well, I'm a nurse. You know, not everybody can take care of their family in their home, but I'm a nurse. But now it's like I'm the nurse, but I also need help. You know, it's gotten to that point. So what is the right time for people to contact hospice?
Well, why don't you answer that one, Cindy?
What do you think,
Well,
Cindy?
I think when the doctor has said that they have 6 months or less, even if they seem to be real well, that you should come in then, because the sooner we can get them, the sooner we can manage their symptoms and the more quality of life that they have, because that's what it's really about. No matter how much time they have left, we want it to be the most quality that they can possibly have. And I always have this one story that I love that says this is vintage hospice. A patient had so much pain, she was basically bedbound. And when hospice came in, you know, they got her pain under control, and she was able to garden until, you know, to the very end.
Wow.
And it wasn't going on a cruise. It wasn't, you know, going shopping, but it was what she loved to do. And because that symptom was managed, she was able to do that. And that's what we really want to do for the patients, is manage their symptoms so they can have quality of life, whatever that means to them.
Right.
Spending time, you know, with their family, their children, their grandchildren. But the sooner we can get them, the better. Because sometimes we get people, they only have a couple days left or a week left, and we're not really doing much for them or their family, you know, maybe getting them comfortable.
Right, right.
But we can do so much more the sooner they get in.
So, but what if the doctor doesn't say that? You know, because it's hard for a doctor to say someone has 6 months. Mm-hmm. They don't know. We know only God knows that. You
right.
know? So, you know, for instance, for me, I mean, the doctor didn't say that. You know, I just felt it was time because of my experiences in the past. And thank God that I did, because so much more has been able to be done for my mom than I could ever do. I mean, yes, I was rubbing her back and giving her massage, not like the massage therapist was, because that's not my thing. You know, it's just, you know, the medication. And I did not know, you know, that I could obviously, you know, draw on some different medications that, you know, I had no idea. I had, you know, because... And not only that, you know, I'm a nurse, but my specialty was not the elderly. It was not aging. I was in the emergency room. I was, you know, working at Roswell, and I was doing a lot of other different things. I was, you know, charge nurse in the psychiatric unit. I never really worked with the elderly before. I've taken care of my mom all this time, but this is a whole new deal for me right now. Mm-hmm. And it has just been so comforting to, you know, be able to have that 24 hours. I mean, it's the weekend. It's the holiday weekend. I know I can call hospice at any time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they really do. I think families are really feel very reassured that they can reach us 24 hours a day. And you brought up a good point, too, about, you know, just frail elders. I don't know if many people are aware, but we actually care for people of all ages. We actually have 2 children in our program right now.
Mm.
And, you know, we have another children's program that is for children who are dealt with serious illness and are pursuing a cure. That's called our Essential Care for Children program. But then for some reason, if that treatment is not working and that child needs hospice care, they can seamlessly transition into our hospice program, be cared for by the same nurse, the same social worker, the same people that they're used to, that their family's used to, and receive hospice care. And in addition, all ages, all diseases, so not just cancer, but we find that more than 50% of our patients have heart disease or congestive heart or COPD. So really it's for any disease, any illness, any age.
Well, and that's very interesting because, and also I want to say it's not just for home care, because my dad was in our home, but then he was in the hospital, and we had him in a wonderful room that hospice was a hospice room, correct?
Yes, we have hospice beds in several area hospitals, Robbie, and we also care for people in their assisted living setting and in more than 40 area nursing homes and assisted living and group homes for the developmentally disabled. So what that means is that someone who's declining isn't having to be shipped out to an ER every time their condition changes or they spike a temperature. They can remain in that familiar, comfortable setting, and our hospice and palliative care teams will go to where that patient is to care for them.
Right. I mean, actually, you know, that's exactly what happened several different times. You know, I thought, well, oh my gosh, should I go to the emergency room? Should I, you know, take my loved one to the emergency room? But no, you don't have to do that. They don't have to be uncomfortable sitting in the emergency room, which is always a 12-hour deal, you know, in a cold environment. You know, I mean, obviously they're wonderful there, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, it's just so much better for the patient, and the family members feels that they're not, I feel I'm not alone now. You know, it's just wonderful. So how can people learn more about hospice?
Well, many ways. I mean, definitely they can visit our website at hospicebuffalo.com. There's a wealth of information on there, including our caregiver survey. So, again, if you find that you're not sure quite if your loved one is ready for hospice or palliative care, take our caregiver survey. It's just 5 questions. It's online at hospicebuffalo.com.
Good.
They can also call us anytime they want at 686-8000 and learn more about what we do. We can send an informational visit, do an informational visit
visit with one of our nurses or social workers just to chat with them and find out what the needs are for that family.
Right, right. And, you know, obviously making the phone call and all that is so important, I think, just to find out. You know, it doesn't mean, like you said, that it's end of life. But just find out what the resources are. And also, of course, it's Hospice of Buffalo is what, you know, where you are from, but Hospice Niagara is another organization. So if you live in Niagara County, you call Hospice of Niagara. Is that how it
That's
works?
That's right. There's five hospice programs that serve all of Western New York. We all serve a geographic region, and Hospice Niagara is for Niagara County. And then also in Canada, there's wonderful hospice programs as well. Hospice is all over the world. In the United States, there's about 4,000 hospice programs. And everyone really is different, Robbie. That's important to know. We have found that the larger hospice programs are able to offer more breadth of services than maybe some others, but we all work together for the most part in helping communicate, you know, different innovative ways of caring for people and families and learning more about how we can do our job better. This Veterans Day, too, with Memorial Day, I'd like to recognize all of our veterans out there. We care for about 50 to 80 veterans a month through the hospice program, and one in four men who die in the United States now are a veteran. So I want to honor you and thank you for your service of our country. And we just are so appreciative of everything that you've done to help us have freedom and to be where we are.
Amen. My dad was one of those. So, yes, absolutely. Well, you know what? I'm so grateful that you guys came in today. And, you know, Cindy, honestly, you were the catalyst, because you coming in, my door of my home was like an angel walking in. And your love and your caring and your knowledge of what hospice could do in seriously, I just felt like the weight of the world off of me as soon as you came in, and just so grateful for that. And you know, keep doing what you're doing, because you're cut out for it, girl.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, Rose Collins, Cindy Crosley from Hospice of Buffalo, thank you so much for everything you're doing for everyone. And I have done the walk before, and I'm going to be doing it again. I didn't do it this year, but I will be, again, helping you know, to support hospice, because you have just blessed me in so many ways with my sister and my father and now my mom. So thank you so much. And, you know, maybe we'll have you on again sometime, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Great job. So when we come back, we will have Andrea Schilling from Acupuncture Works. And do not go anywhere. This is going to be very interesting. I can't wait. Maybe she brought some needles, Tina. I don't know. All right. We'll be right back with the Rod Truth. Stay with us.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and muscular skeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
This is the Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back, and I just, again, you know, want to thank Hospice of Buffalo and Hospice of Niagara, too. They helped me with my sister, helped our family with my sister, and also my dad, and now Hospice of Buffalo. Amazing organizations. If you're interested in volunteering for hospice, perhaps you want to work with hospice, I'm telling you, it is a wonderful organization. I'm so grateful that we have them, and everyone should really think about taking advantage of that. So, listen, we have, I've never ever had acupuncture before, but Andrea Schilling is here from Acupuncture Works. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie.
Thank you so much for joining me today. And, you know, I can't wait to hear about, you know, what you do and what acupuncture is, because so many people have said to me, you should have acupuncture. And I know people have acupuncture for weight loss. They have acupuncture for pain and what have you. Tell me, what is acupuncture, first and foremost?
Sure, sure. Well, acupuncture has been around for over 3,000 years, and it's just recently started coming into popularity where everybody is utilizing it, and it's become more mainstream medical. It is used for so many health issues. The best way to describe it is anything that involves inflammation, pain management, migraines, tendonitis, you can pick anything that involves inflammation. That is what acupuncture is going to help. There's also benefits for addictions, people trying to become pregnant that need assistance.
So now you are, you own and operate Acupuncture Works, and the website is actually www.westernnewyorkacupunctureworks.com. Okay, cool. And did I read that you went to the School of Chiropractic?
Yes, it's the New York Finger Lakes School of Acupuncture and Medicine at the New York Chiropractic College.
Oh, okay, cool. Very interesting. So I had no idea. I had no idea. Oh, that's pretty cool. So acupuncture is it, what about people who are have anxiety, depression, things like that?
Yes, acupuncture is known to calm the nervous systems. It releases serotonin from the brain, and this is why it's so good for depression, anxiety. You mentioned weight loss. This is what it can help to curb the appetite and help, you know, keep people on their path of weight loss.
So, and it helps reduce cravings and things like that as well?
Yes, reducing the craving.
That's wild.
And making sure that you're energized for any weight loss program that you want to do, physical fitness. Some people come in with a complaint that they're just not energized, and this balances out the body and makes sure that everything is on track.
Well, before we get into this a little bit more, I want to say, do you accept insurance and workman's comp and stuff like that?
Yes, so we accept workers' comp and no fault. All insurance is covered. You just have to check with your individual plan, because not everybody has the benefit of acupuncture.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So, you know, does it hurt? I guess that's my main question.
Sure, this is a Tina's common
saying,
question.
Yeah, that's my question, too.
So, sure. Now, these needles are very thin-gauged, like hair, the width of a hair shaft, and they are, on insertion, you're going to feel, obviously, a tiny little pinch, but once they're in, nothing should be uncomfortable. Normal sensations are heaviness, achiness. A lot of people say they just feel like a rock on the table. And then once you are able to focus on your breath and get beyond the point that needles are in you, most people fall asleep. I try to keep it relaxing. The room is dimmed just like you're getting a massage, soft music, and we use infrared heat lamps over top of you to keep the body warm.
Wow.
And you're clothed
the whole
time. I like
being warm.
Yeah. And you're clothed the whole time, except for the area being worked. We kind of move clothing.
Okay.
Unless, you know, we need to expose your whole back to get to a specific area or something like that.
So it just feels like a little prick.
Yep. Just, and not even, just if I were to take my nail for one quick second and, you know, just tap on your skin. That's it. And sometimes you don't even feel it.
Well, I have friends that have gone for, you know, problems with their neck, their shoulder, they can't sleep, an array of, you know, different issues. So it's very, very interesting. Now, you're in Williamsville, right?
Correct.
Where is your location?
We're at the corner of Worley and Young's across from ECC North.
Worley and Young's in Williamsville.
Yeah.
Acupuncture Works. Okay. So just If I were to come in, okay, because I might, I might check this out, because I don't like needles even though I'm a nurse, but this isn't a needle. It's not like I'm getting a vaccine or something, right?
Right.
It just goes on the surface of the skin. If I were to come in, what can I expect from the first visit? Like, what happens?
So for your first visit, we're going to go over your medical history, go over, you know, any of your concerns, and then what's normal protocol is I'm going to look at your tongue. That tells me a whole lot about what's going on internally within the body, and I'm also going to feel your pulse. In Chinese medicine, we have 26 different pulses that we pay attention to. It's a little different from normal medicine pulse.
Wow.
You know, like there's a pain pulse, there's a pulse if somebody's, you know, having an autoimmune disorder, end of life. There's different pulses for everything, so we can tell where we need to direct our treatment. And I guess that's why I love Chinese medicine, is I don't need an MRI or a specific test to tell me exactly how to treat you. I pay attention to what your body is telling me, and I may have two different people with the same condition, but I may choose to treat you totally differently. So first visit, we go over all of that, and then I'm going to give you a recommended treatment protocol based on your body's needs. If I need to see you once a week for a series of weeks, twice a week for a series of weeks, that's kind of what I would expect. And I always introduce you to anything that we will be doing in a treatment. For example, acupuncture is not just about acupuncture and needles. There's other modalities, and if I think it's beneficial in your treatment plan, then I'll introduce it to you and talk about it at that time.
Like what? Like what other?
So people coming in for pain management, we use cupping.
What's that?
So cupping, I don't know if you remember when the Olympics were happening recently, they showed some of the swimmers, they came out with big circle marks on their backs, and they said they had gone to an acupuncturist and gone for cupping. It can create a little bruising. It's to release any lactic acid built up in the muscle. We use it for pain conditions. Sometimes we use it for a detox. And it doesn't always bruise. It depends on the level of the suction that you're choosing to use on the client. So we use the cupping. We use gua sha, which is similar to Graston, which chiropractors use. That's also where we're stripping out the muscle from the insertion to the attachment to try to get it to release. So it's kind of I love those two modalities. I use them a lot, very effective. And then sometimes we use herbs, vitamins, you know, in conjunction what we're doing, nutrition, counseling based off of thermal energetics of food, if I feel that it might benefit your case.
Now, how does it work? Okay, because, you know, it's interesting. Like, okay, I mean, I know how chiropractic works, but how does acupuncture work, Andrea?
Okay, and that's the big question. What's been defined and clinically proven is that once the needles are inserted into the body, MRIs have been done to see what is happening in the brain once you've had a treatment. The body is releasing anti-inflammatory qualities, serotonin from the brain, which is helping to calm the whole nervous system. So this is what's been proven. And on the other hand, then there's not an exact science. They're not sure scientifically to say X, Y, and Z, this is why it's happening. But we feel that if there's pain or if there's something not flowing right in the body, it's almost like a dam has been created and the free flow of your energy is not doing what it needs to.
That makes sense.
So it's our job to kind of lift that dam, open the rivers, and let everything flow to where it needs to get to nourish you so that the body can heal. And that's the best way to explain it.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things in, you know, medicine from, you know, that originated a lot of it in China. And, you know, there's just such differences in Eastern and Western medicine that, you know, we can't explain everything. But I think, you know, it's definitely been used for hundreds of years in Europe. I know that.
Yeah.
Even people, I remember when my sister was going through chemo and radiation, there were patients, you know, in her group of support group that we're doing acupuncture, and actually acupuncture was helping with nausea and
yes.
things like that for patients. So very interesting. I mean, because the body has energy, right? The body has energy, and we don't think about that. You know, we think like energy to work out, but we don't think that the body has its own energy, and things, disease can stop that energy, or stress, or, you know, bad diet, and, you know, misalignment, and all kinds of things. It stops the energy of the body. And so it's very, very interesting. I know that studies have been done, you know, with placebo effects and non-placebo. You know, it's very interesting also the mind-body connection, because healthy mind, healthy body. I've always said that, you know. So if you're stressed out or you're sleep-deprived and all that, it affects your body. People always get sick when they're stressed out.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a coincidence that, you know, someone will come down with strep throat or the flu or, you know, something like that, or even a cold sore when they're stressed out. So that mind-body connection is, you know, so important. But I was reading that according to the World Health Organization, acupuncture is effective for treating 28 conditions, which is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. It is very interesting.
Tension headaches, migraines, insomnia, severe dry mouth, all kinds of things.
And some of the top things that I see in the office, a lot of gynecology issues, women's health, menopause,
really?
Helping women deal with hot flashes, night sweats. Acupuncture is amazing for that.
PMS, irritability.
Yes.
All the guys are going to write you down your number in just a second.
Regulating your menstrual cycle, if there's any issues with that. I do a ton of infertility, which is incredible. I work with the doctors, and I get involved with the IVF and the IUI even for
now,
infertility.
What is that?
In vitro fertilization.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people come in pre and post IVF insemination, and that studies have shown that that increases your chances of pregnancy by 65%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty popular right now.
Now, our phone lines are open. I forgot to give the number, but 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. But somebody did Facebook message me and asked if acupuncture is good for neuropathy.
Acupuncture is good for neuropathy.
I would think so, yes.
I would expect a longer treatment plan. Definitely, you're looking at about 12 sessions.
12 sessions, okay.
It wouldn't be something where you would just come in twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then it depends on the root of the neuropathy, if it's coming from diabetes, herniations in the back. You know, we'd have to sit down and talk about that.
Hmm. Very interesting. And it's good for children and adults?
Yes.
Babies? How about babies?
You know, I personally don't work with babies except for my own children, but a lot of people do bring in their children for things like ADHD, anxiety, sleeping issues.
Indigestion?
Yes, indigestion, any digestion problems, definitely.
And so it's safe?
It is safe. What we do is, obviously, these are disposable needles, and we use alcohol on each of the sites where we're going to place the needles. Needles stay in for about 20 minutes. And with children, it's a little different. You don't have to do as many. Kids are very receptive and respond quickly to even just two needles. And you can do acupressure and different things with them.
So most of the people listening to this show right now are people who are interested in their health and fitness and wellness, and they don't want to take medication. They may have some pain, but they don't want to take any medication. So this is, you know, an alternative,
yes,
a more holistic approach to pain.
Yes. This is a way for you, you know, I work with two different sides. I work complementary to what you're currently doing. I don't want to take away from the medical community, but there are people also who would like to go on a totally holistic path and stay away from medicine. So,
right, yeah, because I, you know, recently one of our sponsors is Dr. Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport, and when I went to him, I had some injury, discomfort with my shoulder. Right off the bat, I said, I don't want any shots. I don't want any medication. What can you do for me? He actually gave me a compound to put on, but I never really thought about acupuncture, and several people suggested it to me. Several people said you should go check it out. And so Now, do you work alone in your practice, or do you have other people that help you? Or
so I'm the only acupuncturist currently in my practice, and then I have a massage therapist and a chiropractor in the office also, and an esthetician.
Wow.
Yeah.
So all holistic, you know, modalities.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That was my vision.
Yeah. So, and we know how important massage is. So people can have all three, you know, the chiropractor, massage, acupuncture, eating right, exercising. They're all very, very, you know, important in preventing pain, preventing, you know, conditions of the body that happen. And I always say, you know, our body was made, God made our body to heal itself.
Exactly.
So this is a more holistic approach for people. How do people get a hold of you, Andrea? They want to come in, you know, what if they want to just have like a consultation or something like
sure.
that?
So anybody listening to the show, I want to extend a free consultation. Just use the promo code Robbie.
Awesome.
And you can go to WNYAcupunctureWorks.com to schedule online appointments.
So it's WNYAcupunctureWorks.com.
Yes, or you can call 716-983-9842, and we'll get you scheduled with a free consultation.
A free consultation to anyone listening right now, including me, Andrea?
Yes, including you, Robbie.
Oh, good, because I'm coming. So anyone listening to the show right now, Andrea Schilling is offering a free consultation for her acupuncture to anyone hearing the show, and use the coupon code Robbie. So when they go on the website, acupuncturewny.com, or acupuncture, say it again?
WNYAcupunctureWorks.com.
Okay. And are there any contraindications, like if someone, you know, has a heart condition or whatever?
No, there are no contraindications. The only thing that can happen with acupuncture is, you know, occasionally you can get a bruise, but that does not happen that often. And then the only other thing is if I'm working with somebody with pain management and I decide to use something like a TENS unit, that's another alternative modality that we use during treatment, I can't use the Easton machine or the TENS unit on somebody with a pacemaker. But otherwise, there's no problems for anything.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Acupuncture Works, Andrea Schilling, I'm so grateful that you joined us today. Again, you can go to www.WNYAcupunctureWorks.com or call Andrea at 716-983-9842. This is right up my alley. I've never, you know, done it. I don't know why, because probably I didn't know anybody that did do it.
Right.
But I will be in to see you, because, I mean, there's so many benefits to acupuncture, and it's right up my alley. Another holistic way to keep our body at the temple, you know, healthy and fit and vibrant and alive and have energy, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have you back on again.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So when we come back, we won't have a lot of time, but, you know, I'll just tell you some things that are going on in the next couple of weeks. So do not go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
You have a story to tell and need to get your audience's attention. Whether that's through your ministry, a service you offer, or a product you sell, you need to make a lasting impression on your customers. Resolution Print Solutions will help you stand out in the crowd. With state-of-the-art print technology, their team is skilled at printing eye-catching window signs, outdoor signs, and point-of-purchase displays. Plus, business cards, brochures, posters, event programs, and much more. Contact Jeff at Resolution Print Solutions today at 868-3933. That's 868-3933. Let him know Robbie Ross sent you.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And it's Memorial Day weekend here in the States. I know Canada, our friends, they have Victoria Day. And we just want to honor all of those who have served our country. Thank you. And also, you know, keep all of the loved ones that have passed before us in our memory and honoring them. My dad served, and I'm so grateful for that, as I'm sure many of your loved ones have as well. And so, you know, make sure you have a safe weekend here. Think about healthy foods on the grill. It's supposed to be beautiful this weekend, and I'm, you know, doing my chicken, my organic chicken and roasted vegetables and all that stuff. Some quinoa salad, some five bean salad with my Bragg's vinaigrette. I'm going to be posting some recipes on the Raw Truth Recharge Facebook page. Don't forget to go to the WDCX Facebook page, click on events, and join the Raw Truth. We have over 700 Facebook followers for the Raw Truth Recharge right now. And, you know, over 1,000, you know, that I know of that are following this, because those that aren't on Facebook are also communicating with me on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, and also, you know, emailing me. And you can certainly do that. Don't forget to go to my website, robbieraw.com. If you're not on Facebook, I will be posting some of the information in the next couple of days this weekend of the Raw Truth. So some of my recipes and things like that will be on, and they'll all be in my book coming out, The Raw Truth Recharge. I'm so excited that, you know, our friends that are joining The Raw Truth Recharge, Neil Boron, I had Neil Boron, Kerry Cardinelli on AM Buffalo this last weekend, or last Friday, and of course, Neil had lost 35 pounds already. 28 of those, or 25 of those, were in 28 days. Kerry Cardinelli lost 35 pounds. Both decreased their body fat. I've had so many people. We did weights and measures of yesterday in my two classes. People lost 10% body fat, up to 10% body fat in 4 weeks. All kinds of weight, several inches and things like that. Just unbelievable results. But more importantly, we're taking care of the body God gave us. It's not about the scale, but it's great to look great, feel great, and lose inches and get into those summer clothes that you haven't fit into in years. Wendy Mentor, Jamie Lynn, we have Danielle, we have Pastor Matt Gold, Pastor Marty McDonald, and so many of you as listeners who've joined The Raw Truth. I'm on Neil's show every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 here on Lifeline on WDCX. And don't forget, Kingdom Bound is coming up. You all need to be there. We're going to have a big party, and this all concludes with a party on the 6th at Kingdom Bound, where I'll be presenting the Raw Truth Recharge for 3 days there. I'm so excited about that. I want to thank Andrea Schilling today for coming in from Acupuncture Works, and of course our friends from Hospice. Get involved with Hospice. Support them. They are an amazing, amazing group of people who are just, you know, unbelievably supportive to both the family and the patients. I want everyone to have a wonderful holiday weekend. Don't forget, I'll be teaching the Daniel Plan coming up with my good friend Valerie Bielmeyer and some of my other team members at the chapel at Cross Point. Make sure you go check that out. It's starting just next week. And so thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I want to thank Tina on the board, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday weekend. Be safe, and remember, God commands the fruit of the Spirit. You have self-control. See you right back here next week. God bless.
the preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.